Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. I'm here with my friend, the Friends extraordinaire, know-it-all, Jackie.
Yes, that's me. I'm Jackie Rodriguez. I am the biggest Friends fan.
Yeah, so we are on the 182nd episode, the one where Joey dates Rachel. This is super awkward for me to watch.
Yes.
Season 8, episode 12, premiered January 10th with 25.53 million viewers. Jackie, what happened?
So Joey takes Rachel out on a date. Ross gets a new professor gig at the university. And Phoebe gifts Chandler and Monica Mrs. Pac-Man arcade game.
Yes. So this was directed by David Schwimmer, and yeah, his storyline makes sense because all he was really doing was running around. So this professor retired, and so they offered him to take one of his classes, or to teach one of his classes. So he took it, but the class was really far away from where he was teaching or from where the campus was, whatever the case was. So he always arrived to class late. So the only time the only time we really saw Ross was like running into the classroom, saying a few lines. And then that
running
was it.
It.
And then at the end, he finally made class on time, and he was like super proud of it.
On rollerblades.
Yes.
I thought that was really good. On rollerblades, because he was trying to like leave fast and run, and then he passes out and stuff, and it's just pretty funny. But I love the rollerblades. That's he's like trying to like balance inside the class. It's like Ross is very good. David Schwimmer is very good at his physical comedy. So it's another showcase of that.
Yeah, so this was the only storyline for Ross, super quick, because he directed. So I really like how he directed this whole Joey goes on a date with Rachel. Because the way it developed, it started off as like Joey was going to go on a date, and then Rachel was like, oh, I miss dating, and he offered
Rachel was asking for advice, what to do. And then that's when Rachel was like, oh, I have missed dating, I haven't done it in so long. And then that's when Joey kind of steps in and takes her on a date.
Yeah, and so he steps in, takes her on a date, and it's cute because it starts off as friends. Like, it starts off as friends, but Joey goes the extra mile and he leaves his apartment that he shares with her, knocks on his own door, gets her flowers, and he's like picking her up. Yeah. So that was sweet. He like plays a whole role of that. But also like their conversation was friendly. They were finding out more about each other, and they were finding out about how like what their moves were to like pick up on.
It was like, it was like a different side. Like, I feel like, okay, you know, when you have a friend that you've known for so long, you don't know that side of them, you know, how they act with a date or how they act in a relationship. I mean, you can hear them talk about it themselves because they talk to each other about each other's about their relationships and who they date and all that stuff. But you don't really like know until you're sitting there in front of them. And so I think that's what they were discovering, is like that other side of this person in a relationship and how it happens. So that's what they're doing at the dinner table and talking about each other's moves.
Yeah. So that was really cute. And Rachel has got some moves, and Joey's funny because he was so oblivious to it all. Mm-hmm. And she did it. I mean, she made him look at her as she was walking away.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's like she gets close and does the like, oh, tell me about your family. And then she like, you know, touches his hand. And then, you know, Joey, he tries to up his like celebrity, you know, oh, it's so embarrassing. He gets like champagne bottles sent to him. And like, oh my gosh, that's so cheesy. If I was ever on a date with the actor that did that, I would be like, I'd get up and walk away. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah, that was a little cocky of him to do.
But I liked Rachel's because it was sneaky. It was sneaky.
Yeah. And then they go back to the apartment and they talk about kind of sealing the deal or like how to get that kiss.
End of the night moves.
Yeah. So Joey puts on shiny raspberry lip balm so he can make his lips look more attractive. and Rachel, I forget what she does.
Yeah, she steps in and she moves in. And she like takes a deep breath and just looks in his eyes and then says, thank you. And then walks away. And so it's like when they're looking in each other's eyes, like when she steps into his space, like that's when he kind of looks at her like differently. Like she steps in, takes a deep breath and then walks away.
Yeah.
So that's her move. So she doesn't go in for the kiss, but she just like gets into his, you know, like almost like really close, like you're going to kiss him. And that's when he's looking at her, and then that's when it changes.
Yeah. But no, not entirely. Because he ends up going on a date with somebody else, and he starts talking to the date about basically Rachel, like, do you ever think about, you know, someone you go out with that, you know, or like a roommate or whatever the case is, basically like saying he was thinking about Rachel. And he goes back, he finds Rachel sitting on the chair watching a scary movie.
Oh, yes.
And she invites him to watch it with him. So he sits close to her. Mm-hmm. And she like gets close, and I don't think she like meant to like intentionally. I think she was being friendly just because that's her friend who she's comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But his feelings were so different. Like when he hugged her, he was like scared to hug her.
Yeah.
Because that was the first real intimate feeling he's ever had for Rachel.
Yeah.
Before and so, it was just like, she's my friend. I'm going to take care of her. Yeah. I care about you.
Yeah. And so after though, like when she did her move, like he walked away and he tried to shake it off. And so then, you know, he kept thinking about it on the date. And then that's the scary movie. And the scary movie, by the way, I've never seen is Cujo. And I've never heard of it until Friends, because I don't watch scary movies. But it's a 1983 film based off Stephen King's novel from 1981. And it follows a mother and a son who are trapped inside the car while protecting themselves from a rabid Saint Bernard. So I'm like, okay, so Cujo's the dog. And so that's why you hear the grumbling, like when they're hugging, because she's like freaked out about that. But they also bring up Sis and Kane too. And that I know from like regular, what is it? My photojournalism class. It's like, we studied it. I remember watching it, and she mentions in the episode, it's so boring, but it's really important. And it's like, I was like, why is it important? Cause I don't get it either.
I didn't get it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a film buff. I mean, you know who Orson Welles is, and then 1941, and people consider it one of the greatest movies of all time. And it was like, and I guess because of innovative storytelling of not knowing who the true villain or hero is, the camera angles, and then the whole Rosebud reference, you know, it's like, it's a different way of telling a story, and nobody's ever done it at that point in 1941. But those are the film references. If you're a film buff listening, yes, those are the film references.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, that was, I like how they did that scene.
Yes.
Because you just see it like him start to develop, like, because it could have easily been like them just have a kiss and just it starts to develop, but they play that extra mile, like, oh shoot, we see Joey starting to have those feelings. Will Rachel feel the same way?
And so remember our friend Cavetta made a comment about like this type of storyline that we're going to start to see. This is the storyline she was telling. Remember, you were like, who's involved? And I was going to say Joey, but I said Rachel because I didn't want to give it away. But I like how, like you said, they're gently introducing it. It's like you said, like, it's not like a blatant kiss. Like, you know, like they're gently introducing it. And that's what they did with Ross and Rachel. Cause Ross was like all, you know, about Rachel, you know, like pining over her about like, and then she, you know, timing was wrong because of Paolo and all that stuff. But like they were gentle with it in the beginning. Everybody, we all knew that Ross loved Rachel, but like we didn't, like she didn't know until, you know, like until later. So all this is like they're reintroducing another storyline, love line, gently, like they did with Ross and Rachel, you know? So,
yeah.
And I mean, I agree with, you know, Cavetta, you know, the Instagram message that I just don't get it, but I do like seeing Joey in this state, like really liking somebody. Cause we haven't seen that aside from like Kathy maybe.
Yeah.
And even then. Yeah.
So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Chandler and Monica getting a Mrs. Pac-Man machine.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, and we're back. So Phoebe does a really great thing. She gets him a huge present, which Monica is excited about. And her present for a wedding is out of the box. You know, people just get you pots, pans, and everything that you can use when you really do use it. But she gets him a Pac-Man machine.
So random.
Yes. And Monica gets so excited because this was her second favorite arcade game that she's ever played in her life. The first,
what was it first?
A vending machine. So she gets really excited over it. And they try putting it in the guest room. Yeah. They try putting it in the guest room, but it's too big and heavy. So they kind of leave it in the living room.
Yeah.
And so Chandler, this is a little small storyline, but Chandler plays the game one day and he's playing it straight for 8 hours. He didn't go to work. By the time Monica gets home, he's at the top of the leaderboard and his hand is all shriveled up because he has carpal tunnel.
Yeah, it's funny. And then he saves all of his names as a bad words. And then now there's a predicament because, you know, Ben was going to come over and play Mrs. Pac-Man and they have to somehow beat all these scores with all these bad words that Ben can't look at and read. So then Phoebe tries to come over and beat all of his scores. And then while she's trying to beat all the scores, she's cussing and then Ben walks in. So it's like, you can't say those words with a kid around.
Yeah. That's so funny. Like how, like, I don't know. It's interesting. That was another little storyline. So the main storyline focused on Joey and Rachel.
And it will too for a while.
Yeah. I didn't have any favorite lines, but it does make sense that this is a start and this is a new storyline of the season. Because we are halfway through the end of this season. So
yeah.
It's about time we start like
seeing something.
Picking up on something.
This is always when we're going to have something significant like happen starting. You know what I mean? Like I feel like the 10ths and on, but sometimes I feel it lulls in the teens, but like this is going to keep growing and growing. And like I said, I like that they're just doing it now. So it's going to keep going and we'll see how it all pans out.
Yeah. So coming up on the next episode with Friends with Friends, Chandler takes a bubble bath and Phoebe thinks Joey likes her instead. Subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast on Instagram. See ya.
Bye.